إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam by saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, who is the Rabbul Alameen, who is the creator and the sustainer of the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in his kalam in Surah Ibrahim, where he ordered us, وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, announce this to the people that if you are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will increase that blessing on you. And if you are thankless, then beware of the punishment of Allah, which is severe. I want to remind myself and you of a very simple thing. And that simple thing is to say something positive, to say something affirming, to say something validating, to say something praising each other, which they deserve. There is a great confusion amongst people between appreciation and flattery. Appreciation is to confirm, is to reaffirm something which is real, which exists. Flattery is to lie about something, is to praise in a way which is actually lying, because what you are saying is not the reality. The reason I began with these two ayat of the Quran is because of the usual excuse that people give. For example, if I ask you, your brother is such a wonderful person. Did you ever tell him that? That he is a wonderful person, that he is so kind, that he is so generous, that he is so creative, or whatever the case might be. Did you actually tell him that? And the usual excuse is, well, doesn't he know that? So my submission to you, my brothers and sisters, is, doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know that he is worthy of all praise and all thanks? Why does he order us to say it to him? Doesn't he know that we are grateful to him for whatever he has given us? Why does he say, not only does he say that be grateful and show that gratitude, but he says, if you are not grateful, I will punish you. Is he saying that because he doesn't know? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. He knows, alimu bi zati sudur, Allah knows what's in our hearts. It is to reiterate the fact that to appreciate something in somebody and to thank somebody for what they have done for you is not about them, it's about you. It reflects your character. It reflects who you are. It's not about them. They have whatever they have, alhamdulillah. But it reflects your character. And that's why, especially with regard to thanks, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah. وَإِلَّمْ يَشْكُرُ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. In the hadith, Nabi ﷺ said that the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my question to you is, who did you express appreciation to yesterday? Who did you say something affirmative, something validating, something appreciative to somebody yesterday? And make this a list for yourself every day, that you must say something good to somebody. Think about this. We live in a culture where we are free with and have no hesitation, and we don't feel embarrassed about criticizing people. We will criticize them to their face, we will criticize them behind their back, which is worse, because that's what ghibat is. But we have absolutely no problem with that. We have zero problem with that. We take great pleasure in that, of criticizing people all the time. But how many of us say something nice to somebody? Tell me, let me assure you, it takes absolutely no talent whatsoever to find something critical in somebody. Because we have critical things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make us perfect. He made us in a way which was pleasing to Him, where He gave us negative and positive qualities. So to find something negative in somebody, big deal. That's no rocket science. I mean, you don't even need a brain for that. Everybody has something negative in them. When someone tells me something negative, and happens all the time, believe me, I tell them, you think that's the only thing that there is negative in me? You know, I actually laugh and I tell them, you found this one? Oh, wow, fantastic, brilliant. I mean, you found this one? You think that's the only thing negative in me? I still remember, and I'm not saying this critically, but I still remember, this is our orientation. I was giving a lecture in Malaysia on the seerah. And we were talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. And we talked about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how much we owe to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for hidayah, for guidance, for whatever he brought for us. And this lecture was a fairly long one. I don't usually talk that long, but that particular time there was this great insistence that I should speak for longer. And there were, you know, a lot of people, a huge big room. It was full of people, alhamdulillah, men and women. And this talk went on for almost a little bit over an hour. And after the talk, and it was quite late. It was, by the time, it was about maybe 9 o'clock in the night. So it was quite late. And we finished this talk, and all the people came and thanked, and everything went away. And there was one lady who stood and waited until everybody had gone, and there was only my brother there, Shazli himself, and I were there. And this lady says, Sheikh, I want to say something to you. I want to talk to you. So I thought maybe this lady has some doubt. She wants to clarify or whatever, and so on and so on. She comes to me. Now imagine, this is past 9 o'clock in the night. She listened to this whole lecture for an hour plus, and she's now coming to say something to me. She comes to me and she says, Sheikh, you drank water with your left hand. Wallahi, this actually happened with me. She said, you drank water with your left hand. And she pointed her finger at me. She said, you drank water with your left hand. Now, did I do that? I'm sure I did it. Was I trying to be rebellious against the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Was I trying to say, I will today destroy the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? I deliberately choose to go against the hukum of the Nabi? Did I do it for that reason? I mean, when I'm standing there and speaking, or sitting and speaking, in this particular case, it so happened they didn't have a collar mic, so I was actually holding a mic in my hand, and I'm a right-handed guy, so the mic was in my right hand. Now people bring water and put it there on the table, and throat gets dry. So completely without thinking, I'm sure I picked up the glass with my left hand, and I would have drunk some water from that using my left hand. That whole lecture of an hour plus, I'm not saying I was speaking some great gems of wisdom which the woman should have realized. Wallahi, but maybe I said something good in that lecture, right? 1 hour plus lecture, I must have said something good. But the only thing that woman picked up was, I drank water with my left hand. So of course, I thanked her. I said, Jazakumullahu khairan, thank you for bringing that to my attention. And I walked away. Now my point is, and subsequently I always tell people, please, 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 for God's sake, when you bring water, either don't bring water, let me die of thirst in my lecture. It's good for me. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, I will get Jannah if I drop dead with thirst. But don't put water on my table. And if you do put water, put it way to the right side, where I have to get up and walk 3 steps or 4 steps to go reach that water if I want to drink the water. I mean, my point is that this is our culture. This is what we have made ourselves. We criticize people. We have no hesitation in criticizing people for you know, reason, without reason. But we will not say one appreciative thing. We think it is so embarrassing. We don't like to hear it. We don't like to say it. When was the last time that you kissed your brother on his cheek and said, Subhanallah, I'm so happy Allah gave me you as a brother? Why are you not happy if he drops dead tomorrow? Who will praise Janazan, me or you? So, I mean, seriously, we have to look at ourselves. I'm saying this all also in the context, for example, of this Charlie Hebdo thing which happened in France. What a terrible tragedy. 12 people got killed. I mean, no matter what they did. I mean, so, wallah, I mean, see, if somebody draws cartoons, I don't even say cartoons of Rasulullah, because these are not cartoons of Rasulullah. If you look at those cartoons, they look like Santa and Banta to me. I mean, they look like Sardars with pagdis. But the point is that that is not the issue. Is if they are mocking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course we get angry. Of course it hits our ghira. Of course we are upset. We get sad. We get angry. But my point is that think about. I was just thinking that these people, instead of criticizing Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they just sit and think for themselves and say, well, all right, you know, okay, maybe there are some things that we don't like in whatever he did and so on, but maybe the man did something good, right? So why don't we talk about that? Why don't we talk about what is good about Islam? And if, for example, if we say, why don't we talk about what is good about Europe? Of course, they have, you know, I mean, European and American foreign policy stinks. But my point is that also there's a lot of good in European people, in European countries. I mean, which embassies have the largest line of people wanting to get their visa stamped? Believe me, it is not our countries. It's not our countries. I mean, the point is that there is good in people. Why don't we look at what is good in people? And why don't we say that to the people and say, look, this is the good thing about you. Wallahi subhanallah, we love you for this reason. You are good people. And, you know, may Allah bless you. If we all focus, and that's my message today, that if we all focus and say that if there is something critical to be criticized in somebody, I am not going to do that. I am going to pray to Allah and ask Allah to forgive that person and change that person. But I am going to go around from today onwards looking for good in people. Whoever it is, whether it's the doorman, whether it's the bus conductor, whether it's the bus driver, whether it's a taxi driver, whether it is my boss, my subordinate, whether it's my wife, my husband, whether it is my brother, my sister, whether it's my father, my mother, whether it is anybody, the person on the street, the waiter in the hotel, whoever. I am going to go and look for something good in that person personally, or in something that person did for me in their service or something, and I am actually going to say it aloud with my tongue. I am saying, seriously, tell yourself this thing. You are going to go and say it aloud to them and say that, thank you very much for doing this for me. Or this is good about you. I like your smile. I like that beautiful shirt you're wearing. There is something good about you. Whatever it is, go look for it. Wallahi, go and look for the good in people. And you will find it. Take my word for it. You will find it. Subhanallah, today I think if I die now with this, is the last message that comes to you from me alive, this is inshallah enough. This is inshallah enough, that if you can go and look for the good in people and say it to them, say it directly to their face. And if you can't do that, be ashamed of yourself. Be ashamed of yourself. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of a heart do you have that you can't find anything good in people? What kind of a heart do you have that you can't go and say a good word to your brother or your sister? What kind of a heart do you have that you cannot go and kiss your own brother and sister? But you can criticize them and you can point fingers at them and you can slander them and you can backbite them and you got no problem with that. What kind of a heart is that? That's a garbage dump that you have got in your chest. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Change yourself, my brothers and sisters. Change yourselves. We have changed begins and ends only and only with me. I can't change the world. I can only change myself. Seriously, seriously, please, please, please do that. Go and look for the good in people and say it to them. And that's my message to you individually, my Muslim brothers and sisters. That is my message also to the world, whoever, wherever they might be listening. Say something good to somebody. Make this an aim of your life, that you are not going to sleep on a day that you have not said something good to somebody. That you have not affirmed somebody, that you have not validated somebody, that you have not appreciated somebody, that you have not thanked somebody. You will not sleep on that day. You will remain awake until you do it. Make this an absolutely unchangeable, rigid rule in your life, that you will not go to sleep until you appreciate somebody. Because until you appreciate somebody, you have not appreciated Allah. Until you have thanked somebody, you have not thanked Allah. Until you have said good to somebody, you have not said good to Allah. And wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He will punish you. And we are seeing the result of this punishment. Look at this world. Just look at this world. What a lousy world we have. And it's not because Allah made it like that. It's because we made it like this. And we made this world lousy because we love to hate. We love to hate. The Muslims love to hate. The white people love to hate. The black people love to hate. Everybody loves to hate. Hate this one. Hate that one. They hate this group. Hate. What a lousy, lousy, lousy world to live in. Imagine, this is the world that you are going to bequeath to your children. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, I have no children. And inshallah, I don't have a long time to live. I am gone. But you are going to live here. And you are going to have children. And you have children. And you have grandchildren. This is the world you want to give them. A world where somebody cannot even say something good to another person. Please don't do this to yourself. Make this an absolute rule in your life that you will not go to bed until you say something good to somebody. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not only enable you to say that, but also to help you to see the value of that. Imagine, you know, the biggest beneficiary of saying something good to somebody. You know who benefits the most? You. Try it and see. You will feel good. No matter what the other person feels, you will feel good. You will feel Alhamdulillah. You say, Ma Alhamdulillah, I said something good to somebody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill your lives with His nur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill your lives with His goodness and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you to continuously do only this. Do not criticize people. Say good to people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your hearts to the goodness of this deen and to goodness of Himself and His blessings on us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك الرحمن.